The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today on Ring of Truth with Pastor Dan Sexton.
Jesus said that people will say false things about you because you're his follower, because you're his disciple. People will circulate false information about us because you're a Christian, try to ruin your reputation. And what those people don't realize is they're actually fulfilling the words of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, when people make false accusations against you, you can rejoice and be exceedingly glad, because great is your reward in heaven.
Who actually rejoices when they are slandered? In today's teaching, Pastor Dan will show you where Jesus said that false accusations can come with being a Christ follower. Sometimes in our world, it can feel like truth is scoffed at while lies are celebrated. Jesus knew that the truth of the gospel would contradict with the patterns of this world. Even in the midst of performing great miracles, Jesus was still rejected. How can you continue to live boldly for Christ even when others don't approve? Now here's Pastor Dan in the book of Exodus chapter 23 for today's edition of Ring of Truth.
Well, in chapter 20, God gave us the Ten Commandments. And then in chapters 21 to 23, God elaborates on the Ten Commandments. And he gives real-life applications for the Ten Commandments that pertain to the nation of Israel in particular. But the underlying principles that are in these laws apply to us as well. They really show us God's heart. In chapter 23, we're given laws concerning the application of justice, or the importance of impartial justice. You know, God's law is perfect. God's law is righteous. But if people are corrupt, and they are corrupt in the way that they use and apply God's law, and they're unrighteous, it will undermine the righteousness of the law. Or to put it another way, corrupt people can corrupt the entire judicial system that God is establishing here with his law. For God's judicial system of laws to function in a righteous way, the people must be righteous. And the people must be moral and apply God's law righteously and morally. And that's not just true for Israel, that's true for every nation, including the United States. Corrupt people will corrupt a good system. The French historian Alex de Tocqueville, who visited the United States in the early 1800s and then wrote about it, he wrote, "America is great because America is good. If America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." And for Israel to enjoy the blessings of God, they must be good. They must be moral. They must be righteous and apply God's law righteously. And so that's what he gets at here in chapter 23. Look at verse 1. "You shall not circulate a false report." You shall not circulate a false report. The idea here is knowingly or intentionally spreading a report you know is false. Wouldn't it be nice if people today obeyed this one simple command? Don't circulate a false report. Don't spread a false report. Don't spread something you know is not true, that you know is a lie. Don't gossip. Don't spread unsubstantiated rumors. And this law, as you know, it's an elaboration on the ninth commandment. You shall not bear false witness and circulate a false report. The word circulate here, if you're taking notes, it means to carry or to support. You know, don't spread a false report, don't carry a false report, and don't support something you know is false. You know is not true. In Proverbs, it says, in Proverbs chapter 6, you don't have to turn there, but Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16, listen to what it says. These six things the Lord hates, yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, these are things that God hates. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, which we can do with our words, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. God hates these things. It's not that he doesn't care for them. He says he hates them. He hates a false witness who speaks lies. And you know, as well as I know, it's so common today, isn't it? Just these false witnesses, false stories, spreading lies. You know, we're told in the New Testament in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 3, that one of the things that will characterize the last days just before the return of Jesus Christ will be a proliferation of false accusers. It'll just be common for people to make false accusations against other people and just make things up and make up stories. And the only reason that someone would circulate a false report is to harm a person's reputation for personal gain. The religious leaders of Judaism circulated false reports about Jesus. They said things like, he cast out demons by the power of Satan. And they said things like, he perverts the nation. They told Pontius Pilate that Jesus is going around telling people they don't have to pay taxes to Caesar, and that he claimed to be king instead of Caesar. And Matthew chapter 26, verse 59 says that the religious leaders sought false testimony against Jesus to put him to death. They circulated false reports about Jesus to destroy him. They violated this law, and they're the teachers of the law. And they were violating this law. In Matthew 28, the religious leaders bribed the Roman guards who guarded the tomb to say the body of Jesus was stolen by the disciples. The religious leaders bribed the guards. We'll get to bribery in a minute here in this chapter. Jesus said that people will say false things about you because you're his follower, because you're his disciple. People will circulate false information about us because you're a Christian, try to ruin your reputation. And what those people don't realize is they're actually fulfilling the words of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, when people make false accusations against you, you can rejoice and be exceedingly glad, because great is your reward in heaven. And so if somebody is spreading false information about you, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. They're just building up your reward in heaven, right? Just keep on going, because you're just building up my reward in heaven. He went on to say that they also slandered the prophets of old. So you're in good company, because they did the same thing to the Old Testament prophets. For us as followers of Jesus Christ, we're to always speak the truth. Ephesians chapter 4 says, put away lying and speak the truth with your neighbor. So you shall not circulate a false report. Do not put your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Don't join with others who are circulating a false report. You may feel pressure, peer pressure, to join in with others to spread a false report or to perpetuate a lie. You may be under peer pressure at school or some kind of professional pressure at work. You may be the only one who's unwilling to go along with the lie. Well, here it says, don't put your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. You shall not follow a crowd to do evil, verse 2. You shall not follow a crowd to do evil. This is just great advice for all of us, isn't it? Don't follow a crowd to do evil. For the younger people in the room, you thought your parents came up with that. God came up with it. If all your friends jumped off a bridge, would you do it? Depends on how high the bridge is, I guess. But don't follow the crowd. Any dead fish can float downstream. Did your parents ever say that to you? That's the idea here. Even if everyone else is going along with it and doing it, and you're the only one taking a stand and refusing to go with the crowd, even if it costs you relationships, even if it costs you friendships, even if it costs you a position at work or a promotion, don't follow the crowd to do evil. There's so many examples in the Bible of people who just took a stand and refused to follow the crowd to do evil. I think of the Hebrew midwives that we saw earlier in the book of Exodus who refused, they just refused to put the male Hebrew children to death as they were born. They refused to kill the Hebrew babies. Or I think of the parents of Moses who refused the order of Pharaoh and refused to cast their baby boy into the Nile River and kill him. I think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When everyone else bowed down to the statue that Nebuchadnezzar created and required and commanded everybody to bow down to it, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused. They stood. Even though they faced execution in the fiery furnace, they still took a stand. And here again, you shall not follow a crowd to do evil. Be willing to stand for righteousness.
You're listening to Ring of Truth with Pastor Dan Sexton of Calvary Chapel, Ellicott City, Maryland. We'll return to the second half of today's message in a moment. But first, here's a word from Pastor Dan.
It's my privilege to share the Word of God with you through our radio ministry, Ring of Truth. Thank you for tuning in each day. Hey, I would love to hear from you. Will you take a moment to email me to tell me how these daily studies have ministered to you? I want to hear your story. You can email me through our website at calvaryec.com. That's calvaryec.com.
Thanks, Pastor Dan. Now let's join him again for the conclusion of today's edition of Ring of Truth.
Nor shall you testify in a dispute so as to turn aside after many to pervert justice. What is that saying? That's saying don't cave in to pressure from the crowd. Don't cave in to pressure from the crowd to pervert justice. Don't back off from speaking the truth because everyone else holds a different opinion from you. Don't back off from speaking the truth because you fear the backlash from the crowd or you fear being canceled by the mob. Don't compromise the truth. Verse 3, you shall not show partiality to a poor man in his dispute. Don't favor the poor just because they're poor. Don't say, well, I'm going to favor him because he's poor and he's so disadvantaged. Even though what he did is wrong or even though he's guilty, I'm still going to favor him. I'm going to excuse him from this crime. No, his poverty shall not be a factor in the decision. You shall show no partiality to the poor or to the rich. You shall treat everyone the same and apply God's word to everyone the same. And we've all seen the statue of Lady Justice, right? With the blindfold on, and she's holding a scale in one hand and a sword in the other hand. And it's blind justice. That's a biblical idea. That's a biblical concept. In God's eyes, you apply the law equally. You apply the law blindly. And listen, righteousness is righteousness. And unrighteousness is unrighteousness. It doesn't matter who does it. It doesn't matter who they are. You don't take into consideration any other factors or any special factors about them. Righteousness is righteousness, and unrighteousness is unrighteousness. And there's no partiality with God, the Bible says. He doesn't show partiality with any of us. He doesn't show favoritism with us. He treats us all the same. Now, we come to verse 4. And in verse 4, we see that this same attitude of impartiality should also extend to our enemies. Look at verse 4. If you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, you shall surely bring it back to him again. You know why God says this? Because he knows you. And he knows me so well. God knows that if we see our enemy's ox or donkey going astray, our natural inclination is to stand there and watch it go astray and cheer it on. Go, donkey, go, donkey, go. And take out our phone and take a video and go home to our spouse and say, you're never going to see whose donkey I saw going astray today. You're never going to believe whose ox I saw wandering down 295. Want to see the video? God knows us. Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 17 says, do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and do not let your heart be glad when he stumbles, lest the Lord see it, and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him. God knows us. He knows how we are. And so he has to say to us in his law, he's got to write it down. He has to say to us, if you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, you shall surely bring it back to him again. Verse 5, if you see the donkey of one who hates you lying under its burden. So you've got this donkey that's just collapsed on the ground under its burden. It's exhausted. It can't carry its burden. And you would refrain from helping it. You shall surely help him with it. You know, the application for us today, because I'm assuming probably nobody here has an ox or a donkey. You see someone who hates you and they're broken down on the side of the road. Don't just drive by like you didn't see them stranded there on the side of the road. You stop and you help them. He needs help. And so you stop and you help him. Listen to this verse out of Deuteronomy chapter 22. If you're taking notes, it's Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 1 to 4. You shall not see your brother's ox or his sheep going astray, listen, and hide yourself from them. You shall certainly bring them back to your brother. And if your brother is not near you, or if you do not know him, then you shall bring it to your own house, and it shall remain with you until your brother seeks it. Then you shall restore it to him. You shall do the same with his donkey. So you shall do with his garment. If you find his garment, if he leaves his coat and you find it, with any lost thing, he's got to say that. Any lost thing of your brother's, which he has lost and you have found, you shall do likewise. You must not hide yourself. You shall not see your brother's donkey or his ox fall down along the road and hide yourself from them. You shall surely help him lift it up again. He has to say to us, if you see your neighbor's donkey on the side of the road wandering, don't hide. Don't be like, oh, come on, before he sees us, let's get out of here. Because I don't want to have to help him with it. Again, why does he say that to us? Because he knows us. He knows you're going to get down. Get your phone out and get down. Well, look at the verse again here. You see the donkey of one who hates you. Well, he hates me. Why should I help that guy? He hates my guts. God says, well, you stop and help him anyway. How you feel about someone doesn't determine how you treat them. How they feel about you doesn't determine how you, as a Christian, treat them. You can't say, well, they hate me. No, that doesn't factor into how you treat them. You show kindness, you show compassion to them because you're a follower of Christ. You see someone in need and you're able to help them, you help them. Turn with me over to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. This is the Sermon on the Mount, the longest teaching that Jesus gave. In Matthew chapters 5 to 7. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 43, Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.'" Now, that's not in the Bible, hate your enemy. That's something that they said, but it wasn't in the scripture. Love your neighbor is. "But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you." You know, like returning their donkey back to them that wandered off. "Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. He shows kindness and blessing on both the evil and the good, on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same?" Anybody can love those who love them. "And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect." Here Jesus says, we're to love our enemies. We're to bless those who curse us. We're to do good to those who hate us. And pray for those who spitefully use us and persecute us, because that's how God is. And we're sons and daughters of God. And so we want to act like him. Now, turn with me over to Romans chapter 12, to the right in your Bible, Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 17. It says, "Repay no one evil for evil." Well, he hates me. Well, don't hate him back. Show kindness to him. "Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, you live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord." The Lord will deal with that person that hates you. "Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink." Hey, you want something to drink? "For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good."
He asks me how I know, and I say it rings truer than the finest crystal.
With everything you could have listened to today, we're honored you chose Ring of Truth. Whether it's your first time or your 100th time listening, we know that the Word of God brought a fresh perspective to your corner of the world. Did your faith grow with this message, or did it leave you with questions? If you find yourself with questions, please go to calvaryec.com to contact us so we can answer those questions. You can easily and securely fill out the form found under the Question tab. Columbia, Maryland is home base for Ring of Truth episodes, and we want you in our community. So if you're close, let's meet face-to-face. Sunday service times, along with midweek service times, are available on our website, calvaryec.com. Make sure to mark your calendar to come. For those of you too far away, don't be discouraged. Use our live stream to still be a part of our family. Don't leave our website without looking at the other resources we have provided to strengthen your relationship with Jesus. Before our time is up, would you consider financially donating to this ministry? There are so many more lives to touch for Christ, but we can't do it alone. If you felt a tug at your heart to support us in this way, information can be found on our website, calvaryec.com. Come again for the next edition of Ring of Truth.
I see the signs and I recognize the hands that craft, and well, I know because I know His voice, and it only takes willingness and a conscious choice. You need not guess, there's a ring of truth that is unmistakable, a knowing that you cannot find alone. And if you listen carefully, and sometimes even if you don't, you can hear the sound. Whoa. He asked me how I know, and I say it rings truer than the finest crystal.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.